morning and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How are you doing out there? I guess the mornings are getting a little bit more brisker on the colder side, but I think we got a warming up trend coming this way. So, I mean, we're not losing hope that it's not getting ready to snow and frost. And well, I think they said we're going to have frost next Monday, so protect your plants. You know, your roses and all those delicate plants that you may have. Again, welcome to the show. I need to share with you some things before I turn my attention to my guest today. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments regarding what we're talking about or just want to say hi to my guest or hi to me, you have that opportunity. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Okay, also we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist. What they call starch supporters. I'm going to lift them up to you right now. Okay, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, October the 21st. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary, which is open to the public. So take advantage of that. Get out and get your exercise. Also, we have Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all of Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union County City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you're interested in your student being a part of this program, contact Cheryl Lee once again at 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today. I like to start my show off with one of those. this one is called Being Content. If you do want to change where you are and what you are doing, the first thing is to be content with wherever you are and whatever you are doing right now. Paradoxically, that's what attracts opportunities and invitations to be somewhere else. Why? Because you are a living magnet and contentment is one of your most attractive qualities. How do you like that for today? That was a good thought for today. Now, I also have a couple announcements, which I should have done first before that. This is from the Marion County Historical Society. They will be having a meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. This event takes place Saturday, November the 4th of 2023. It begins at 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. This event will take place at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, location 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio 43356. The evening begins with a gala reception and arrival of the president, followed by a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. That always sounds like a very interesting event. Haven't made it there yet, but I hope to one day. Also, Glenn Coble, which is my guest today, is running for mayor. Vote for Glenn. Don't forget that, okay?
Oh, that's right. I paid for my commercial.
Yes, you did. All right. He's running for mayor. he's my guest today. And if anyone wants to call in and ask Glenn questions, please do not forget the telephone number. I'm going to give it to you again. That number is 740-383-9944. And please do not forget the thought for today, being content. How you doing today, Glenn?
I'm doing well. I love that being content thought. I try to live my life that way. And like I told you when I came in, I've been up since about 6 o'clock trying to think, what in the world am I going to talk with Linda about? Well, that kind of opened a door for me. One of the problems that I find, a lot of people don't like that our president, well, actually the past two presidents have been my age or even slightly older, and they say, well, you're too old for the job and stuff like that. But one of the things that comes with being older is that you become content with yourself. Mm-hmm. You finally figure out what makes you tick, what makes you work, and how you can be good at it. Now, some people do it better than other people.
True.
And I won't go into the past two presidents and comparing them, but you do find out what makes you tick, and I think a lot of people who are running for office at a younger age have no idea what makes them tick. And they're kind of controlled by their lesser desires, especially the male.
Yeah.
And
A lot of people work off emotions.
Yeah. And also a lot of younger people, they haven't been through enough bad times.
Experience
both mm-hmm. ways, good and bad.
Right.
But bad times kind of shake you awake on certain things.
Right.
And I've been through good and bad times. I'm 77 years old, and I'm happy to be 77 years old. I'd rather be 27 years old,
right.
But I'm not. But I am a lot smarter than I was when I was 27. I got married when I was 24, I think. 27 is when I had my first child. I knew nothing about having a baby then. Thank goodness my wife had the baby, but
right.
I had to live with him. And I think that we give, I would love to see younger people in politics.
Right.
And if I win the mayor vote, I will work hard to find somebody younger who I can help mentor so that we can run that person. I'm only planning on being a one-term mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Scott here on this station keeps bugging me about, well, is it one term for sure? And I keep leaving the little caveat open, well, it's 99% sure. That 1% is for if some people show up that I really don't like and I really don't think will do a good job. But I'm going to try to find somebody really young and strong, mentally strong. We have a lot of young people now in President Biden's
cabinet.
Cabinet, thank mm-hmm. you. I couldn't That's think okay. of the word. That are really good because mm-hmm. they are so honestly concerned, but that doesn't always happen. Quite often the cabinet is people that want to get ahead. They're people that are driven by money and power, and those are a couple of things that I was thinking about this morning when I knew I was coming on. Money and power is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 6 feet under, nobody will care. Well, they might care because you left them some money, but you won't care.
It'll be a short-lived
return, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I do think you have to be confident in yourself, like your little saying went this morning. You have to
thought for today.
You
yes.
have to be good with you. You have to love yourself.
Yeah.
If you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else, I don't think.
That's true. And that is so true. And being content with yourself is, like you said, it's experience. And you've looked at your life over many years, you know, and now you can accept who you are.
Some people can't. And those are the people that I feel sorry for. Excuse me. Yeah, I got one of those days going.
It didn't start until I got on the radio.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I think if some people do not get smarter with age, and some of them become political people, but I think most of us, as we get older, I think most of us get smarter. We look back on all the mistakes we've made. Some people refuse to acknowledge those mistakes, but I would say as you get older, there are more and more people that see the mistakes that they made and see what they would do to avoid those mistakes. And I know I have. Now, if you ask my wife, she'll tell you I never made a mistake. But yeah, right. Anybody believe that out there? Oh, that's right. I'm a politician.
So she's the closest to you, right?
Yeah.
You want to know? Just ask her.
Yeah, I had a call a couple days ago about whether why I didn't get back to a person on an email, and I pointed out to him, well, my wife and I had just had a fight. And, you know, it's hard to imagine at 77 that we've been married 52 years that we have fights. But right. But we do. But I told him it was just, you know, just a misunderstanding between us. It wasn't really. She was wrong. But
of course.
Right? I hope she's not listening. But I think that as we get older, I think we acknowledge our mistakes better, most of us.
True.
Some of us don't. But
that's true. That's
if
true.
You don't, I don't think you've grown up.
That's right. You're not accepting, you're not accountable for your
right.
own actions.
Right.
Right, and things that you say, you know you shouldn't say them when you say them, right?
Absolutely. Accountability is my favorite word this week.
Accountability.
We are lacking in a lot of accountability in politics, in our religious beliefs, in just about everything. People are just saying, well, I can do what I want to do. And no, you shouldn't do what you want to do. You should do the right thing. We all know what the right thing is, don't we? I mean,
yes.
Anybody who doesn't is a psychotic. They're in trouble. But
or they avoid the issue, the urging and the unctioning, you know, to do what's right. You're right. We do know when we've done something wrong.
I'm a firm believer that we are just smart animals. We're you know my religious belief. I don't believe that a spark of God is in each and every one of us. I believe that we are just smart animals. We were lucky. And I know you don't believe that, but that
creatures, not animals.
I think we're animals, and I think we act like animals.
You
if
think
you
so?
If you watch young men hanging around young women and you don't think we're animals, I think you're missing out. But I think we are animals. I think we would mama bears protect their young to the last moment, and I know my wife would protect our young to the last moment.
Oh yeah.
And I think we're pretty much like that. The thing in the back of your head as a creature would say, well, that person's going to kill my children, but they're going to kill me first, so I'm going to get out of here. But as an animal, animals are instinctively protect their young, and I think that's kind of what we do. But anyway.
We do protect our young.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Right.
Because a lot of our young are getting killed. Boy, I tell you what, it was a terrible news week watching all those young people, and well, young and old, over in the Middle East getting slaughtered.
Right.
And I can't watch it. If they say look away, I do look away.
Right. That's a big concern.
Yeah.
For the United States right now, and because we are an ally of Israel. And what do you think about a president going over there at his age?
I think it was remarkably brave. I think it was the right thing to do.
Really?
I can't see a downside to it. Except for if he had been endangered, but he didn't seem to be. I'm sorry, I'm struggling with my cough today.
You're not by yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of
all of a
hitting
sudden,
everybody.
My throat, yeah, and I got it a little earlier than you did. I had no trouble, right?
Must be me.
No, now that I'm trying to get on the air, well, it happens. You
yeah.
know. Since I had that bronchitis, I
must have had a touch of that myself.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't worry about getting sick. I'm pretty healthy considering all the illnesses that I have.
Right. I think I'm pretty healthy in that regard as well.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think he really had to go over there. I thought he could have done that speech right here in the United States.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think he went over there to show
solidarity.
Solidarity and our concern for those people. If he had said he was coming, and if he hadn't gone, I think he would have looked worse than by going and not having the Arabs meet with him. He'll get together with those three or four gentlemen from the Middle East. He just didn't do it then. So
no, it wasn't time, I guess, to
yeah.
do that.
Well, and it probably would have brought more danger to the situation.
Of course, I'm sure it would have, you know.
Yeah. Put all those guys together, plus the President of the United States,
right.
Be a perfect place to drop something that
Which
would
Which was
explode.
My concern, you know. I knew they had bunkers over there in Israel, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty tight, secured bunkers.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that's their life over there and has been for centuries.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since they've been over there, we'll put it like that, what, 1948?
I've been very fortunate, and I've talked about it on your show. I grew up in a high school. One of the high schools was about a third African American. The second high school I went to was about a third Jewish. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of Jewish friends from those days.
Okay.
And we had a summer cottage up in northern Michigan, and the entire waterfront was Jewish. So I've had a lot of Jewish friends. And how anybody can think those wonderful people are full of hate, I don't understand, but I don't know. I don't see my Jewish friends as any different than my black friends or any different than my Chicano friends. I don't understand why we try to put people in boxes.
People.
Yeah.
We're all people.
Yeah.
We all come here the same way, and we all have to leave the same way.
I think us white people are just jealous of your pretty colored skin.
I don't know what it is. I know a lot of them try to get it, you know, at least a tent of it.
Yeah, in the summer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Some all year round, a tent, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's
I bet nobody knew that. Sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to apologize. I said, I can't wash this off anyway.
No,
so
don't think you can.
It's a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thank goodness.
And I'm content with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Might as well be.
I would like, one of the things I've been trying to talk about when I'm running for mayor is I am really devoted to diversity. Not just racial diversity, religious diversity, sexual diversity. I'm really, and that probably didn't sound very nice, but you know, I have nothing. If people mind their own business and do their own thing, I don't care what you do. Just don't hurt anybody else. Unfortunately, some religious factions have decided that they can turn that into a way to kill off their opponents, you know. Racial diversity created in our, well, it's still going on, but back in the 60s and 50s when I was growing up, there were all sorts of excuses of why we should get rid of our black problem. Well, back then they called it our Negro problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no Negro problem. They were just good people that wanted to go to school.
Right. Or go to work.
Yeah, or go to
buy
work.
Buy a house, you know.
Yeah.
A car.
We still haven't learned that lesson fully. We got a long way to go on that, I think.
Yeah, live our life, you know.
Yeah. I'm not sure it'll ever be solved because there are always people that are trying to pick the scab of diversity and make it bleed. for their own benefit.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost always for their own benefit.
That's true.
That's one of the things I've learned running for mayor, is there are a lot of people that do things totally for their own benefit. And I've found that one of the joys of running for mayor and saying right up front, I'm never going to lie to anybody about what I'm doing, one of the joys is that freedom. I can actually tell you what I believe,
right.
and I can love you for what you are.
Amen.
And we need to do that. We need to do it a lot more, and it's freed me up to do that a lot more. Amen.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's over.
Makes
half
me
the
feel
battle.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was surprised how, you know, I've always thought of myself as a good person,
mm-hmm.
but it's a freedom. Being able to say, I don't care who or what you are, I care about you. And I'm not a big fan of saying I love you, because I don't quite know what that means when you're talking to a stranger and saying I love you, but I guess I sort of do. But it frees you up to be more human, be more empathetic, be more caring, and then you start liking yourself a lot better. I really have grown to like myself better over, if I learned nothing else, if I did nothing else for running for mayor, I've gotten so I like myself a lot better.
Because you've taken inventory of yourself.
I guess that's,
you know,
it.
And that was the first step of running for mayor. When you thought about doing it, then you began to take inventory of who you are and what do you have to offer.
I guess I should have done that before I decided to run. But
like you said, you've always considered yourself to be a good person.
I
you
have.
Know, as far as I know. You're an upright, standing man, you know. And people that I know that know you have the same opinion. So, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And I wish everybody could get that freedom. But we don't. Watching politics right now, this thing with the Speaker of the House, how can people hate each other so much that they do what they're doing right now? We need to get the government back together, start doing things. The government was developed to support the people of the United States of America,
right.
Not to support Jim Jordan, not to support, I can't think of a Democrat that I can throw off the bat, but, you know.
Or just a certain political party.
Yeah,
no.
It was created to help the people of the United States of America, and that's really kind of what I believe in democracy.
Yes.
Totally believe in democracy. And we're not, it's very hard to be truly democratic.
That's true.
But we can get closer and closer.
That's true.
Maybe if we get older as a nation, just like me getting older as a man, we'll get better and we'll start to love ourselves.
We're going off the Richter scale in some areas of life.
Yes, we certainly are.
You know, so things don't seem to be getting better, but... Who knows?
I think things are getting better in most things that we're working on. But there are times where we just quit working, and that we're in one of those times right now where we're not doing much. We're just sitting around pointing the finger, and that doesn't get anything done.
No, it does not. Unfortunately, it doesn't get anything done.
That's one of the reasons why I'm pro this marijuana bill.
Oh, okay.
And I know there are a lot of people that will say, well, I'm a pothead or something like that. Well, I used to do a little bit of pot when I was an actor. It was kind of expected of me. And I did it. But once I got married and had children, I don't think I've had a joint in years and years and years and years. But I do know that there are some people that are a lot more comfortable to be around after they've had a joint. It's like there
they're
are
more mellow.
Yeah.
Mellow, yellow. Remember that song?
There are some people that are easier to be. Yeah, mellow. I love that song.
Yeah.
Donovan was the singer of that song.
Okay.
There are people that are better, more easily around when they've had a beer or two. Not four or five, but a couple.
Right.
And abuse of any product is going to mess you up. But,
oh, it will.
I'm sort pro the marijuana bill. I'm also pro for issue one. Mm-hmm. I think I have no right to tell a woman what she does with her body, period, none. And nor do you have a right to tell some other woman what to do with her body.
Amen. I don't either.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I may can suggest or, you know.
Yeah, and I, like I've said on your show, if my daughter came to me and said, I'm pregnant and we can't afford this, or I have some dread disease or something like that that I can't bring it to term, or I can't, I don't think I can take care of it.
Right.
Mom and grandpa and grandma would take care of that baby. But if that was impossible, and she didn't want that, we would allow her to make her own choice with her husband and her doctor.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it should be done.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of civilizations in this world that believe life begins at birth, mm-hmm. not at conception. And that's kind of what I believe. I really don't like the idea of having abortion go to late term. But
I don't either.
But I think if it's a choice of a fetus or a mom, if mom's going to die, I'll go with the living mom
yeah.
myself. But that's me.
She may have an opportunity to bring birth again. And
yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand that, but women still die
yeah.
during childbirth, and babies are still born.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you do with that?
Yeah.
You know,
Well, I think I told the story about my daughter, daughter-in-law, who's 4'11", and had, because they were taking drugs to get her pregnant, because she couldn't get pregnant, she ended up with 5 fetuses, and she would have died had she carried 5 fetuses at 4'11". She would have died for sure. So they had to do away with the... well, one of them took care of itself, but 2 of them they aborted. And she's been called all sorts of bad names because she did that. But it was either that or she dies, you know?
Right.
So I'm glad she's still with us.
So she ended up with 2?
Mm-hmm. 2 fine twin boys.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Nice end to that story, you know.
Yeah, and both of them doing well and very, very, very smart.
Okay, great.
And pretty athletic.
Great.
Those are the 2 things that count to me.
Wow. That's something. You know, we never know the circumstance that women or families have to go through.
Absolutely
to
not.
Have an abortion, you know, or how a husband and wife come to the realization and agreement that should be done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know because we don't live in their household. We don't yep. know what transpires between a woman and her, you know, her husband and her mm-hmm. family.
And her doctor may tell her something
right.
that neither one of them know that could make a
That's
difference
true.
In both of their lives if she passes away.
That's true. That's
so,
true.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad my daughter-in-law is with us because she's a sweetheart, and so are my grandkids.
I'm glad she is, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, she may be able to have more. Well, could have had more. Who knows?
She's not now, but yeah.
Right, but then.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then she could have been able to have more, but, well, God is good, you know, and He blessed her to have 2.
We have been very lucky.
Good health.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that we had the League of Women Voters since I last talked to you.
Yes.
And I had a good night. Matter of fact, I brought my speech so I
Did
could remember
you?
Some of the good stuff
okay.
that I said. Excuse me. But
How I missed it. I meant to go to that.
Well, it wasn't very well publicized this
Evidently
year.
Evidently not.
I was a little disappointed with that. It went well. The League of Women Voters did a nice job of putting it on. I just didn't see it very often. So I don't know why. Maybe it was just me, but or maybe it's the fact that we only have 1 writer for the Star anymore. But it went very well. They seated me right next to my opponent, so that was...
Where was it held at?
It was held at the high school, the new high school, not the old high school. And it was nice because I got to know my opponent a little bit better.
Good.
And I have no problems with him as a human being, so that's good. I probably would disagree with a lot of his opinions, but quite frankly, I haven't really focused on him. I said to the people that are helping me in my campaign, I am not going to run a campaign where I do opposition research. I'm not going to dig into what he believes and stuff like that and criticize him for it. I know that's probably the way you're supposed to do things, but that's another thing I've learned as I've gotten older. Just do the things that are right for you, and that's what I've been trying to do.
Right.
And it's helped. It's helped me feel better about myself.
Right. Well, that's good. And isn't that part of the political process? Is to be in opposition of your opponent.
Well, there would be no sense in having two people run for office if you didn't have different opinions. I'm not in favor of having a 37-year-long policeman be the head of our administration. There are too many bad things that have happened with police over the last two or three years, and race, and even sex, that I don't know where a mayor who was a 37-year cop would come down on a policeman who was accused of shooting a black man from running away from him. First of all, I think we should do away with all the guns we have. No, not all the guns, but I think we should do away. I think we should have policemen have at least a 2-year hiatus where they don't give a new cop a gun. Maybe a stun gun or something like that, but not a lethal weapon. And let him learn the ropes first. England got along with having cops with no guns for centuries. And it seemed to work okay for them. Now, I understand there's a lot of fear, and fear causes people to say, oh, we got to have guns. But unfortunately, fear also causes people to shoot other people that don't need to be shot. How many young men have been shot? Well, first of all, because they're black. And second of all, because they didn't hold their hands on the steering wheel right, you know, and the cop got scared. If he didn't have a gun, the kid would still be alive. And we've all watched it on TV.
Oh, yeah, we have.
And
case after case.
I just hate that. I think we should have
so
a more...
Not so much now, but yeah.
I'm sorry?
Not so much now do you hear about it, but every now
it
and then.
It still keeps going on, yeah.
Now and then you hear about it. case.
That's the other problem. Maybe you don't hear about it because a lot of cops have become mayors. I shouldn't say things like that.
So what else did you find out about your opponent that you did not agree with during candidate
night? I think he and I agree on a lot of things, quite frankly. But it wasn't a very in-depth conversation that we have. As you can see, this was in my entire speech. I'm holding up a piece of paper with double-spaced, very large print. Okay. You had 90 seconds to read off what you're going to do. And, you know, it was really hard to explain what you're going to do. Now, he more emphasized the legal side. I more emphasized the kindness side. I didn't really hear anything from him that I would say, oh, I really don't like that.
Right.
He seemed like a nice enough guy. So, I truly believe that Marion would be a better city if I were the mayor, as opposed to him. But we'd be a different city, I think. We'd be a more thoughtful city. That's not right. Not that he wouldn't think, but we'd be more empathetic to our citizens, I believe.
Okay.
How do you grow up a 37-year cop and be empathetic? Cops have a hard time because they're always under the gun, if you'll excuse the expression. I feel sorry. I think our cops are doing a pretty decent job here in Marion. So he's done a good job. I have nothing bad to say about that. But I just don't like where it might lead.
Right.
Not where it would lead.
Where it might go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or what people would say. Give them, give people an inch and they'll take the mile.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, that's just like, you know, you and him were in debate. So You didn't hear anything that you
we weren't really debate.
Okay.
And one of the problems I thought with the League of Women Voters program was that they did allow people to write down on a piece of paper what their question is, and then they had to turn them in, and then they were, I guess, looked over by the master of ceremonies. Mm-hmm. But I would guess there were three or four of them that they asked everyone. Now, you can't ask the mayor the same question that you would ask a county trustee. They're completely different situations. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, that took a lot of time for, I'd guess there were 12 or 14 people on the stage that all had to give an answer to the same question. Mm. That just took too much time. And now, they didn't make us stay late. We got out of there at the advertised time. But the questions, I know at least two of them, I'm pretty sure, came from either the family or friends of the people that were being asked the question.
Right.
I didn't get anybody in the crowd that I posted them there to ask questions. Now, that's gone on in the past that really bothers me,
okay,
is where they, if you know how the system works at the League of Women Voters, you can put three or four people into the crowd to ask leading questions of your opponent or leading questions of you,
right. So
you can really pretend like you're really on the side of the people, and they're just questions that you know the answers for.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I saw one or two of the people that had written down answers to the questions that they were asked before they were asked.
Right. That's true. One of the questions I would like to have answered by Bill Collins is, why is he thanking Marion already before the election is over?
Why is he...
Yeah, thank you, Marion, is on his billboard.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Already, yeah.
I was surprised that was happening. I guess maybe he's pretty I'm sure he's pretty confident.
Yeah, he seems to be.
And he has right to be confident because last time I was running for office for a state representative, most of us Republicans only, or Democrats, got only about 30% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have more than 30% of the vote to win.
Right, right.
And I think a lot of people assume that that'll happen again, especially in the city of Marion. Marion is pretty...
There'll be a bigger outcome showing because of the two issues.
Right. There will be a bigger turnout, but we'll still... I think the Democrats will still be in the minority, but we'll keep on trying. I mean, the reason why I'm running is so people at least hear the other side of the story.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what is there in your speech you would like to reiterate today while you're on the air?
Okay, let me read the little things that I'm planning to do for Marion. I like the idea of Terry Klein. I think you know Terry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry gave me this idea. He helped me out on my campaign. We can establish areas that are what they call quiet zones. I believe that's what they're legally called,
mm-hmm,
where trains, if they're going through intersections or whatever they call them, that have guarded gates and stuff like that, they aren't allowed to blow their horns. Now, if you've ever been up at 12 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear horns all over the place, and they're really loud. And we can work on that. That, and also we no longer can demand that trains only can stay at a stop for 10 minutes. Now they can stay there as long as they want to, and sometimes they do.
Yes,
those two things can be looked into. Maybe we can adjust those things. I really do like what Mayor Schertzer has done with the city council, the Republican city council,
okay,
what they've done with the development of downtown. And also I think the mayor told me they had gotten rid of 500 blighted homes, you know, that were just falling
over the years.
Since he's been there. And well, maybe in this last term. But anyway, they've gotten rid of a lot of homes. I like that. I think we should continue doing that and continue the encouragement of beautiful businesses downtown. I love the new market downtown. I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. There are several new restaurants downtown.
Right.
And I like that idea. One of the things that was brought up this morning, Scott talked with the auditor.
Right.
I think we need to look at our auditor situation. I don't like the idea that we vote for an auditor, quite frankly, but I'm not sure I could change that. But I could make sure that the next auditor that comes in, or at least I could try to make sure the next auditor that's on deck maybe has a CPA or maybe is a little bit more aware of the problems. Now, I really feel terribly sorry for the young woman who is our auditor.
Right.
She seems like a nice lady. I'm sure she's gotten caught in a situation from a previous auditor who was, you know, didn't leave her any...
Two or three, right?
Yeah.
Not just one, two or three.
But it's kind of caused her a struggle. And I'm sure she's doing it to the best of her ability. Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea that a city, especially since we're such a Republican city, she's obviously a Republican, and all the people on the city council, well, not all of them, but a lot of them are Republicans, and they're not going to get rid of her because of the way it would look.
Right.
I don't like that. I would rather see an auditor be a CPA and not be voted on. I'd like to see it appointed.
Right.
And not that I could change the laws.
Right.
But maybe
right.
I could change the laws after a while. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I'd like to see. And I do feel sorry for her quite a bit. I think we should work harder at developing better relationship between our city workers, and I love our trash collectors and our recycling guys. They do a great job.
Yeah, they do.
And they help out the old folks that can't carry their pails and stuff like that. Sure. I love that. But I'd like to see that continued throughout all of our employees in the city, including our police.
Yes.
I would like to see us have beat walk. Guys walk the beat. Ladies walk the beat. I would like to see... I know I'm saying we'll need more police, but maybe we don't need more police. Maybe we just don't give everybody a car and make them walk around and talk. It would be nice to have somebody walking the beat downtown all the time.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a policeman walking the beat downtown, or a policewoman walking the beat. That's another thing. And I also think that we ought to have a very strong open door policy for all of our employees in the city.
Okay.
I would like to be able to say, go down and talk to the city safety director. Just walk in the door. Knock on
right.
the door and walk
right.
in. You don't want to just walk in. He might be doing something
right.
else, or she might be doing something else. But
be courteous when you
yes.
go. Yes.
And we need to have open door, including the mayor. I think one of the great things that happened to me when I first moved here is I walked into the mayor's office. I thought I ought to introduce myself because I knew I'd be having relationships with the mayor.
Right.
I walked in, and there was a gentleman lounging on the couch, and I, in overalls, and I said, can I speak to the mayor? He said, yeah. I said, do I need to make an appointment? No. And he was kind of vague about his answers. Well, the mayor was sitting on the couch. It was
right,
him.
Right.
And he was quite willing to talk to me.
Right, good.
And I like that type of
mayor. And you want to be that type of mayor.
I would like to be that
yes,
type of mayor.
Absolutely.
Not that I'd be laying on the couch, but it just I happened to catch him at a
right,
bad time.
Right. Well, sometimes, you know, what's wrong with a little relaxation, you know?
Yeah, oh, nothing
during
wrong.
During the course of a day.
I think it's good for you.
I do, too.
Your little gray cells in your
we
brain.
We have two more minutes.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything else you want to bring up?
No, actually, I got to the very last thing there.
Well, great.
And that
great.
Was the problem with the League of Women Voters. You really didn't have much time to say things.
Okay.
I told everybody also all my I am a minister's son, an Army vet, of Valparaiso University graduate, married 52 years with 3 children and 7 grandchildren. I told him that too. And I'm proud of all those things.
I know you are. You should be.
Yeah.
Should be very proud of that. Your seed. That's my seed. That's your seed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And so far, they've done okay.
That's great. That's good news. Good news. Well, we wish you well, Glenn.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'll see you again before election night.
Probably not, but I'm going to be here on election night, believe it or not.
Okay, I know.
Win or lose.
I've already been issued out to the Democratic headquarters on election night, so and that you will be here. So I wish you well.
Thank you.
In your endeavors. You. And,
well, you've been very kind to let me on occasionally. Yeah.
Of course. That's the whole point of it, you know.
And between when I first was on with you and now, you got married. So I lost that chance.
You was already married.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, and thank you so much. And we wish you well and hope to see you before.
Okay.
If not, take care of yourself, all
right?
Thank you. All right, till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going. He's never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday morning we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk over the air with us. Just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Scott Spears every Friday morning here on WGH Talk from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Call in anytime at 740-383-9944. The Marion Towers Apartments, address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
OhioNotary.us. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Website OhioNotary.us. Providing notarization services of any document, anywhere in Mid and Central Ohio, at homes and businesses. OhioNotary.us. A proud supporter.
In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Dowse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.
It's
late and we are sleepy. The air is cold and still. Our jack-o'-lantern grins at us upon the windowsill. We're stuffed with cake and candy, and we've had a lot of fun. But now it's time to go to bed and dream of all we've done. We'll dream of ghosts and goblins and of witches that we've seen. And we'll dream of trick-or-treating on this happy Halloween.
Hi, gang. This is Gallagher with more information you need to know. Now, say you're anywhere in the world, and of course you want to listen. Well, if you want to do it on a mobile device, we've got a free TuneIn app, and you can download it. You can do it now. You know we're not doing it.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the news department, email Scott at WWDH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hey, Scott, I bet you could not guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
The Talking Place.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget to catch Adam Lepp on Monday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. with Mid-Morning Coffee Break right here.
Ted listens, and so should you, on The Talking Place.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest, no kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking!
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Pastor Craig. Join me every Friday at 11:15 a.m., and I'm going to fill you in on what's going on around Marion. The show is What's Happening Marion, and I'll be bringing you all kinds of events that you can take advantage of. So join me this Friday at 11:15 a.m. in the morning.
It's now time for news. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the newsroom. I'm Robin Leach.
This is Adam Lepp in the newsroom. The second annual Transition Fair will occur on October 25th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Tri Rivers, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. It will help bridge the gap between high school and the journey beyond for students. Over 50 vendors, food trucks, giveaways, and much more. Mayor Scott Schertzer has announced that leaf collection for city residents will begin on Monday, October 23rd, and continue through Friday, December 8th. Three options for disposal of leaves by city residents are to place leaves in the tree lawn area to be vacuumed. A vacuum-type collector will collect leaves raked to the tree lawn area, with each street having leaves collected during the leaf pickup season. Please don't rake into city streets and or parking lanes. You could also place leaves in biodegradable paper bags for city pickup, which will follow yard waste pickup limits of 3 bags per week. Third option, take biodegradable paper bagged leaves to 560 Barks Road West, which is the city's free drop-off site. It's open to city residents free of charge. For questions and additional information, please call the Sanitation and Streets Department at 740-382-1479. From the Weather Center, a seasonable high today of 63, cloudy conditions with light rain expected in the afternoon. Light rain continuing tonight, up to a quarter of an inch expected. Friday, 58, cloudy with light rain. Light rain Friday evening, then just plain old cloudy conditions after midnight, low of 43. Saturday, 57 for a high, expecting more light rain. All the way down to 37 on Saturday night with light rain in the evening and some clearing after midnight. Only up to 51 for Sunday, partly cloudy. Down to 31 under clear conditions on Sunday night. Monday, 57 under mostly sunny skies. Low 40s with some clouds Monday night. Then up to 70 under partly cloudy skies for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Then mid-60s for Thursday, then back in the 50s. Adam Lepp reporting for The Talking Place.